food talk coming up in the next segment. But first, I know initially this will seem self-serving to the radio station to which we are all employed by, but it's not. It's really a delightful story of how good the people are at the station and the people that we do business with, how good they are. And this is a story about Alexis's buddy and my buddy, David at First Equity. Now, it's unusual for us to talk freely and for several minutes about people that do ads on our station, but you guys know this. The folks that we do commercials for, and I think Kenny probably feels the same way over there in podcast land with Royce, they're different. I mean, they're not just commercials. It's like, hey, drink Pepsi.
we're friends.
We drink Sanka every morning.
Bread.
Yeah, I mean, we honestly use the stuff that we talk about. It would be very difficult for us every single day of our life to talk about these things if we didn't really use it. And I mean that. I hand to Oprah. I really mean it. Anyway, bluntly and pulling back the curtain, how you know what I'm telling you is the truth here is the fact that David is not my account, rather bluntly. It's Alexis's. But one of the things I love about my talk is we all use each other's stuff.
Yes.
Dawn has used
each other.
Yeah. Dawn has used AAA. Lexus.
When I move, I will.
Yeah.
Alexis. I've used David.
Kenny.
Yeah. Yes.
I've also used David.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody has used David.
He's been used up by
so much.
MC has used David.
Yeah. But it's true. You're right. We support each other.
We really do. Dawn and I both got matching butt implants from Dr. Beth a couple years ago.
Yes.
Remember that, Dawn? It was fabulous, girl. It was great.
Oh, we've got lots of facials there.
That's right, Lex, we have.
They're the best.
So that's my point. So my quick story is, Dar, as you guys know, my mother has been in a hell cycle. You know, she really has. It's been no human should have to go through what my poor mother's gone through in 1 year. Various losses, and she's been living in a residence in, not like a hotel, because she was displaced after the hurricane. And as you know, the real estate market's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, finally, we got stuff worked out where she has a down payment, and anyway, my
does
mother's financials aside, what?
Did she get pre-approved for a mortgage, or does she have a place in mind?
Well, the first. So I called David and I said, David, could you help Dar? Could I please use you and make an appointment? And my mother's never done this. I mean, you know, Cappy handled all that stuff when they were married, and my dad handled all that stuff when she was married to my father. Mm-hmm. So this is a whole new world for my mother, who's in her 60s and basically starting over in her life in her 60s. Terrifying for anybody. And we went in there yesterday, and first of all, we walked in, and David had a buffet of Betty and Earl stuff sitting on his desk waiting for my mom.
Aww.
Which I wanted to cry. I was just like, what a sweet touch. And then gently went step by step and explained everything to my mother, who has never done this before, and made her feel so comfortable, didn't make her feel dumb, even when, you know, Dar would divert off into a story that David didn't need to know about. You know, oh, there's an Irish wolfhound in my building, and I just love the Irish wolfhound. And I'm like, Mom, David doesn't care about the Irish wolfhound in your building.
Focus, lady.
So,
were you sitting there? You probably learned some things too, Jace.
I did. What I learned is that David is the best. It's not BS. It's not because we get a check from them. It's not. David is. I walked out of there going, my God, he's just the best of the best of the best. And if anyone could cut through the crazy stuff that my mom's been going through, it's that guy. And I will be eternally grateful for what he's doing for my mom. It put her so at ease. Her whole body language changed. We got in the car. She tried to hold back tears because she just got the information she needed. She's on her way. like, really, like, she's, I mean, I think she's already packing. I mean, I'm like, Mom, you don't even have a house yet, so just settle down. But yeah, anyway.
He sets you up for success. That's awesome.
That's what he does, and that's what he did for my mother. And, David, I love you. I will always be grateful. I will always sing your praise. I will hire a skywriter, and you're the best. So when you hear First Equity commercials from Alexis, not that you didn't before, but exclamation point on the end of all of them. David at First Equity is the best. Period. End of conversation. Amen. We'll be back after this.